From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. An Army sergeant who defected to North Korea in 1965 pleaded guilty to desertion this week at a court-martial in Japan. Charles Robert Jenkins was sentenced to 30 days in jail and given a dishonorable discharge. That penalty was far lighter than prosecutors had asked for. Japanese diplomats negotiated with the North Koreans for Jenkins to be flown to Japan in July. There he was reunited with his Japanese wife and their two daughters. New York Times correspondent James Brooke was at U.S. Army headquarters at Camp Zama for the court-martial, and he joins us now from Tokyo. And Mr. Brooke, explain why Charles Jenkins defected back in 1965. What did he have to say about that?
Well, it was the first time we heard him talk in 40 years. It was quite a mystery. He'd been home in North Carolina in late 64, and was all alone at Christmas time on the DMZ, the militarized border between the Koreas, when he heard that his unit was going to go to Vietnam. And he said that was jungle warfare. He'd never been in a jungle and couldn't lead men in a jungle and wanted out of it. So kind of a crazy, naive idea. He figured that he could walk into North Korea and the North Koreans would get rid of him by giving him to the Soviets. And then he'd eventually make his way to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow and get home.
But it sounds like Charles Jenkins pretty quickly came to regret that decision. Things didn't work out the way he had planned.
Yeah, immediately. In his testimony, he said he regretted it the first day he did it, and he regretted every day of his life ever since. As soon as he crossed the line, he realized it was a one-way trip. And he spent 40 years there without being able to communicate with his family, and really living at least the first 15, 20 years in very, very tough conditions.
What did he say about those conditions?
He shared a one-room house with three other U.S. Army defectors. No electricity. They took water from a well 15 minutes away. So short on food, they'd be fighting with each other. They had a political minder with them all the time. He said they spent 10 hours a day studying the writings of Kim Il-sung, who was the dictator who put together North Korea, and they'd have to recite this. So they didn't recite it correctly. They'd have to study it 16 hours on Sunday, which is their only day off. One day, their political minder happened to be away from the cottage, and they discovered that there were microphones all over the place. And even when he got married, there was barbed wire around his house to prevent any contact with the North Koreans.
Now, the story of that marriage is fascinating, too. His wife, who was Japanese, had been kidnapped by North Korean agents, and they were essentially fixed up by the North Koreans.
Yeah. Hitomi Soga, his wife, described how basically this was an arranged marriage, but they really fell in love and produced two daughters who were also in the courtroom. His wife had become really a folk hero in Japan. She's a poet, and the whole drama, the whole soap opera of her getting out 2 years before he did and finally being reunited with his wife and family really has entranced a good chunk of the Japanese population over the last 2 years. And basically, a face-saving agreement had to be found for everybody. He's sentenced, he does some time, but he doesn't leave Japan, and essentially he will live happily ever after with his wife and two daughters.
Should we also assume that the U.S. military would be trying to get whatever information they could about a very closed society from Charles Jenkins?
Yeah, I'm sure that was part of the deal, that he would be totally debriefed, and he in the trial, expressed a lot of bitterness about North Korea. He described Kim Jong-il as evil down to his bones. He said, if you criticize Kim Jong-il or his father, Kim Il-sung, you may as well dig your own hole and jump into it, because that's what's going to happen to you. A very harsh, totalitarian, unforgiving society. That's what emerged in the court-martial testimony.
Well, James Brooke, thanks very much.
Thank you.
James Brooke, correspondent for the New York Times, talking about the case of Charles Jenkins, who defected to North Korea in 1965. He was sentenced in Japan on Wednesday to 30 days in jail for desertion.